welcome to Melanin Just Me. Melanin Speaking.
Oh, was that like when we put together?
It's a good intro.
Try it again.
It's a good intro. Okay. Just welcome to
Melanin Speaking.
Oh, God, we sound like a girl.
Guys.
Yeah. I mean, I would love it, but.
This is your co-host, Natalia.
Renisha.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to sound like Natalia.
I almost said Chelsea. I'm Jordan.
Oh, wow.
I am Chelsea.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, I really wouldn't.
I'm Chelsea.
No.
Wow.
They would know.
They would know.
Your voice.
Each voice is so.
The amount of times I've used your clip on our social media, they would know your voice.
Oh, okay, cool.
Cool.
Anyway.
I trademarked my voice.
All right, moving on. Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
How are we doing this week?
Pretty good. I'm pumped.
It's hot.
It's extra.
Oh, it's hot.
It
Can we talk about
hot.
That real quick?
Mm-mm.
No,
because I'm melting.
Because I mean, I'm good right now, but like as soon as I step outside, it's just like a shower.
It's like a hot ball of sweaty hotness,
like a sauna. Mm-hmm.
That was very descriptive.
Yeah. That was good. I like that.
That's
felt like
one.
I was in a creative writing class. Hot summer ball.
The start of a poetry.
You are a poet, aren't you?
Mm.
No.
Let's not do that.
Okay, we're not going to talk about it.
Let's not throw that label out there.
I'm just descriptive. I like adjectives.
Adjectives.
That's a good thing, right?
But I am super excited about our new guest.
Yeah.
For this podcast.
Talking about being in class.
Being in class. And yeah, that's all I had.
Yeah.
That was my agreement.
Class, we today are going class. To be interviewing Xavier.
I was going to do the...
She wants to do the intro.
Fine. Yes.
Oh, because she has a funny thing she wants to say.
Y'all better laugh.
We'll cut.
Okay.
You're not, but okay, we'll see.
All right.
You're going to laugh. How are we going into that again?
Just, you're doing it, so...
Okay. It's not the one either.
What's that positive thing?
What's that? Yes, guys. Positive. Other than the heat, what else? What's good? Somebody give me something good.
My visa application got approved.
That was a scream.
This is the very first time she's saying this shit to me. What?
She screeched.
She did.
Did you hear that? I don't think I've ever heard her screech squeal. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Visa application to move to Scotland.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay.
Which flight takes, depending on when this episode comes out, but I'm going to say it anyway, September 6th.
Hey.
So.
Sorry, guys. Let me tell you. I've been waiting for this answer. And wait. I'm coming for you after this episode.
Okay.
Because, side thing, mm-hmm. We're moving to Scotland. Cool.
Right.
Awesome. And prior to this, I've been waiting to hear Renisha's UK visa, and literally every day I'm like, did you check the mail? What happened to
she
it?
She is. She's like, she's texting me while I'm at work, like, so did you get the mail?
No.
I'm at work. Like, I've not been home.
She's excited.
I was like, do you want me to call? It wasn't excitement. It was nerves. Okay. It was anxious. Okay.
Really, she's trying to split the rent over there. Ritz high over there.
Live the best you can.
I mean, you
it
know.
Helps with the duo. Plus, you'll know people there. That makes it a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying my hardest not to do, like, probably a god-awful Scottish accent. But it's like boiling in me. Just being honest.
Everybody, let's just do a moment of silence.
For that.
To prepare for this.
Nope, I won't do it because I'm not going to be canceled because of my god awful
Scottish accent.
The reputation. You
know? That's why I know it's gonna blend into Irish. It's gonna blend real bad into Irish.
Oi.
Oi.
I feel like that's British.
I've been watching Ted Lasso.
I feel like that's Australian.
All right.
But in Ted Lasso, if you watch the TV show on Apple TV, Ted Lasso, they'd be like, oi. Roy.
Oi, Roy?
Isn't that?
It does sound Australian.
That's
oi, oi, oi.
Like, oi. Is that?
Anyways.
Like Spanish? Yeah.
Spanish? Well,
yeah.
You tell
I guess
me.
It's universal. We all
don't say oi.
We don't say oi.
Hey.
Yeah, that is what we say. Hey.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right.
So we've all got our random call outs. But congratulations, ladies.
Yes.
Congrats.
International podcast.
International. Anyway.
I can't wait to crash.
On Stateside still. Funnily enough, today we are introducing a guest that we actually is really meeting the first time recording today. We have no prior connection to this person other than a big fat doobie.
That was so,
I mean, honestly,
when I read that on there, I said, who wrote this?
You know who wrote it.
She said, me, it's gonna be funny. I said, okay.
You know, she loves her pun.
I still laugh.
I think every single pun that has been written into the show, Natalia has written.
Except for the dad joke. I did inspire.
That's true.
You did do the Hemp Spire.
I was like, oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. What inspired you? Anyway.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. So back to so Mr. back to this.
We are welcoming somebody that is a big part of the Clarksville business and education community. So let's give some snaps for Xavier Williams.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you for inviting me and having me here.
Yes.
I'm excited. I am.
As you can see, your personalities are a lot. We can be a lot.
It's positive personalities.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
I'm glad we're showing that today.
That's the goal. Every day.
It's genuine, you can tell.
Aww. Look at that, guys.
Oh, this is starting off on such a good note.
Okay. I actually love y'all.
Ew.
All right. That was
let's
a
get
good
too sentimental here. Okay.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
Oh, so you are the co-owner of Fat Shack Clarksville, right? Yes, ma'am. So that's when we were at Juneteenth. I think I'd stopped by your tent and I was kind of just, and to be real honest with you, it was kind of like that, oh, everybody knows who they are. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me see if we can get them on the podcast. But literally, I was just like, and then you said yes. I was like, oh, wait, hold on. What? Really? And yeah. So it's a little bit like you guys are kind of like, Clarksville
celebrities
mm-hmm. right?
Very well.
It's like a group of you.
It's a stretch to say. But,
okay.
But I appreciate it, though.
I agree. I feel like there is a group. It's There's a group a clique of you. Of y'all.
Yeah.
I grew up in Clarksville, and I played basketball here. I went to university at Austin Peay, and all the philanthropy stuff, work you do in the city. So people kind of see me grow from a kid to a teenager to a young adult still.
Wow.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just being here, I guess you can say that's what makes me a celebrity, but not necessarily.
Just networking.
Yeah.
But they see the work and the growth, and that's always nice.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it, though.
And especially in the Black community, you know?
Yeah. It's like, that's really cool because, I mean, we talk about it all the time, how we think Clarksville's kind of like, wah, wah, wah. But, I mean, as we started doing this season too, and the more I learn about the people that even grew up here, and it's like, I kind of feel like bad. I'm like, damn, well, my ignorance was hella high.
Because anytime I'll tell somebody, be like, why are you here in Clarksville? Like, what brought you here to Clarksville?
And they'd
be like,
the same thing.
Military.
Yeah. And then a lot of times it's like their parents or they are out of the military, and then they just wanted to settle here. And I'm like, why like you said, after really for me after like the BLM movements and stuff like that, I got more into like networking with people, like I had Manifest Magic, and then I met Kenny from Train 360 at his Juneteenth block party, and then I just kept meeting people. I was like, oh, here we are, here's the Black community, like where y'all been in high school and college. Like, I'm pretty excited for what's to come for Clarksville, you know. So what have you seen in your eyes?
Just a whole bunch of growth, just like you said. Mm-hmm. Just being from Clarksville, coming in tiny town with just two lanes, was nothing but crops. No great. We were just talking about the movies before the podcast started, but no Great Escape on that movie there. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing how rural we were, but still had so much potential. You know what I'm saying? We had great athletes. We have so many educated, smart people, but our town is so used to being country and rural that even now you see like what. Our busiest street in Clarksville, Wilma Rudolph, is just now getting sidewalks, and that's 2021. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you go to all these major cities that you kind of compare to Clarksville, and it's like, well, dang, they got sidewalks in this place. Why Clarksville ain't got no sidewalks? It's big. You know what I'm saying? So just to seeing the expansion and growth, the amount of people that's coming in, you know what I'm saying? All these businesses that see the land being profitable. You got Google coming. You got, you know what I'm saying? I brought Fat Shack here. You got all these other places. They're building an arena downtown. Like, they're trying to do so much stuff in Clarksville. And like I said, it's always been like that. Just sometimes we just had the wrong people in charge at times. Just don't see the vision yet. You know what I mean? They want to hold back to traditional ways and not be able to, you know what I'm saying, branch out and do those things that's necessary. But for our generation, which is a good thing because, like you said, Kenny, you know what I'm saying, that's another person that we're all like around the age of like 26 to like 29. So it's like we were the ones that went off to college already. So you think about it, after your 4-year span of college, 22 to 26 or whatever, either you have a career where you're going off somewhere else or 9 times 10, I mean, it's okay, you come back home to kind of figure yourself out. Yeah. People think when you graduate you have a job right off the bat. Like, that's not
the case
all the time, you know what I'm saying? I would tell you, these college students, 50% is not the time, you know what I'm saying? Be honest with you. So a lot of times people get heartstruck and that's when you have your little crash, you don't know what to do, college is a waste of time, you know what I'm saying? All that.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Definitely. Because I'm more human than anybody, you know what I'm saying? People like to put you on this pedestal thinking, oh, you rich, you came from this, but like, nah, I came from single parent household, military, my mom raised me and my sister, you know what I'm saying? I'm just as connectable to you than you think as I am to somebody on Instagram that's a billionaire, you know what I'm saying? That grew up with generational wealth. Like, no, I'm still grinding to this day. You know what I mean? So
I mean, really the difference is you just made a change. Like, you didn't want to keep going on that path.
Stop being the victim. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to play victim in this time frame and this day and age, and everything kinda gets me male, black, tattoos. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different things I can just utilize and say, but I turn a lot of my victimized stuff into victory, you know what I'm saying? Just persevere, build those connections, talk to the people I need to talk to. Like I told you earlier, I'm comfortable in any room I go in. I mean, I'm gonna make myself who I am. I respect myself that much. And then once you respect yourself, it's gonna trickle to everybody else. They're gonna feel it, they're gonna see it. I mean, it's a vibe. It's gonna come through it.
Right.
That's a good vibe.
Everything you're getting off and you're feeding me, I'm like, yes. That's
what I want to hear.
So I'm curious, why Fat Shack? How did you hear about Fat Shack?
So this is crazy, but it's real. So I have another business. It's called Affinity Coast Innovation Consulting Firm, and who's doing work with that. Like I said, I didn't come up in generational wealth, you know what I'm saying? So with our innovation consulting firm, we do pitches. And when we do pitches, that's how we get like investors and people to do money and stuff, give us money and stuff like that. So we did a couple of pitches before, so we're kind of used to giving pitches and know what those are like. So my business partner, Guy Stanford, he watches Shark Tank religiously, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, just being entrepreneurs, that's something that, that entrepreneurs like to watch, you know what I'm saying? Other entrepreneurs seeing what the sharks will say about their business and how they will buy into it. So one day, literally, in like November of 2019, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, so 2019, he was watching Shark Tank. And he seen the Fat Shack episode. He called me right there. He was like, Z, I just seen the best pitch of my life. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what? He's like, man, these people in the Shark Tank, I just whoop doo, this is that. He was like, I think I'm going to apply for it. You know what I'm saying? Try to be a French. I was like, all right, what? He was like, look. He's like, let me put my information, what I do with the business side. He's like a business. He did that, graduated from TSU and stuff. And he's like, let me add your restaurant experience. I used to like general manage this place called Lure on the other side of town. And through fraternity, I was in a fraternity. Well, I'm still in a fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. So in college, we did parties and did all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's a business fraternity in a sense too as well. And he was like, let's just put all information together and send in an application and see what they say. They end up hitting them back. You know what I'm saying? So mind you, he's having conversation with these people. I don't even know. He's having conversation with these people for like 2 months, and he's like hitting me up. He's like, "Hey man, you want to fly to Colorado?" I was like, "For what?" And he's like, "Man, the Fat Shack people want to meet us." And I was like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah, man, we gotta get a plane ticket, go out there." Yes. And I was like, "All right, you know what I'm saying?" So I do firework tents every winter, and then 4th of July. So I was doing a firework tent around January, New Year's time frame. I was like, "All right, well, the money I save up for my firework tent, I'll buy a ticket with this, you know what I'm saying? Be my little investment. I'll do it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there, talk about ourselves. We talk about our town, talk about Clarksville, you know what I'm saying? Military town, how close we are to Nashville. You know what I'm saying? Melting pot, so many people come from different areas. Being in the South, we would be like the first Southern location, you know what I'm saying? Because all the Fat Shacks are out west, you know, and then out west is a different climate, you know what I'm saying? They eat differently, you know what I'm saying? They're more wet, wash their weight, they don't cook as much, you know what I'm saying? They more really get high out there, so it's really high food, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, in the South, And we cook with grease, so we eat like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fried chicken is
nothing. Y'all betting on them to get high to get y'all food. Like, this is what we naturally eat, you know what I'm saying? Right. On top of, you know what I'm saying, with the way the world's going, you know what I'm saying? It'll be a benefit. So it was like, when I seen that, it was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, like, military, like, we had a bar, we got soldiers, and they drink, you know what I'm saying? They need places to go. So just the more we talked about our town and Austin Peay and then just little key things, the more they just bought into it. And then mainly it was us, you know what I mean? Because I have no real kitchen background experience, nor does guys. You know what I mean? So for them to take opportunity on our character, what we can say we can do, who we can bring evolve, you know what I'm saying? They were like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's do it. And, you know what I'm saying? We made it happen. Like I said, we didn't have the money in our back pocket. It was right. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Right there. I'm saying we had to talk to some people. And this is just because I talked about the little victimized role. Our original investor backed out on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, right? Like 2 weeks before we had to sign the paperwork. And, and like I said, we didn't play the victim. Could have easily been like, oh, sorry, y'all. It's over with. Yeah. No, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. Made a way. God made a way. Then here we are today, one year in.
People has been in there, in and out.
Yeah. And it's a blessing. And we opened up during COVID, which is one of the hardest things to do. Like I said, not being too familiar with the restaurant industry and then open up in a time where it's hectic, mass, so many people can only be in the store, you know what I'm saying? There's just so much going on, and you're trying to adapt, and then, you know what I'm saying? Just go with the world. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I agree.
And we're still learning. We're growing.
That delivery services helped so many restaurants during COVID because, you know, people just weren't going out.
Right.
You weren't supposed to be going out. But those delivery, because I've ordered from Fat Shack on several occasions through.
And delivered.
through delivery. The fried mac and cheese is.
And I've definitely delivered quite a bit of your food to places around.
That's good. I appreciate
everywhere.
That.
Yeah. Everywhere. So, I mean, you definitely brought it to the correct market because they are, I hear about it quite often. If it's like the fried Oreos, like there's always something that people are really excited
and,
about.
And even what's even brings joy to my ears, and it might sound weird, but a lot of people still haven't tried it yet. You know what I'm saying? I still get people today, I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was in Clarksville. You know what I'm saying? Oh, where's that at? You know what I mean? So, like, for them people to still say that, it still, like, shows me, like, okay, there's still more work to do. There's still another range of people we haven't tapped into yet. You know what I'm saying? There's more money to be made in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, it's a blessing too as well. Like I said, because not everyone's seen the first go around, and the people's I still get people today. Oh, it's still too busy. The line's too long. I'm like, no, it's not like that no more. But you know, so you come out now. You know what I'm saying? We got a bar now, so it's like extra things incentivized for you to come out. So
there's a bar in there.
Yeah, we just incorporated a bar.
Yeah, and so can you just come in and like chill and sit, watch some sports?
That's the whole vibe. We got like four different TVs, 60 pluses. Last month, we did our first boxing event with the Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul. You know what I'm saying? So we had like, it was an amazing event. You know what I mean? So we had like little booths where people like reserved booths, and then we had people that wanted to come in still. If you were in, you could watch it or whatever the case may be. And it was the first time we did something like that. And it was a great turnout. Wow. People were asking us more like, hey, y'all doing the fight next month and this? So the more that COVID restrictions get released, the more we want to do more inside the building. Because we're not like the traditional McDonald's or Burger King. We're not that at all. You know what I mean?
We can innovate,
you know what I'm saying? Create those karaoke nights, create those like little trivia nights, and you know what I'm saying? Little things like that just to stay relevant, fresh, and different from everybody else.
Now, are you looking or are you with like any other small black owned businesses? Like A&E and Inquire, do you guys like connect at any point?
The most I connect with right now is just Train 360, but I'm not opposed to working with any other people. We also work with Clarksville Nutrition. That's right next door. They're black owned. They're fairly new. But my outreach is to everybody. Like I try to reach out to every brand, every people, everybody that you can come with if it makes sense, just so we can just push whatever we need to push. That's what it's about, just building those relationships and connecting one another. But us in Train 360, we have a real good tight relationship just because we all grew up in the same kind of circle, like literally. And so we try to spin off a lot of things with one another because, of course, we're Fat Shack and then they work out. So like, you got that little.
I would hate to eat your Fat Shack and then go straight to him or the opposite and have to tell him the next day.
Oh my God, let me tell you about this real quick. So, yes, we go to Train 360. And literally afterwards, my parents had called me and they're like, hey, what do you want for dinner? And I was just like, we haven't tried Fat Shack yet. And then this one is like, you really finna go eat Fat Shack after that? I'm gonna tell Kenny. And I said, okay, I worked out.
Right, little cheat day.
Thank you.
Nothing's wrong with the cheat snack.
Right,
exactly. I didn't get.
But those be like our really the health freaks really be our number one customers, believe it or not, because our location we're right beside Title Boxing too. So shout out to Title Boxing, and we get a lot of the boxers like right after they'll come get the milkshakes, they'll come like just fill up because you know they take away so much energy and protein.
Yeah,
and it's like okay, boom, I come right next to Fat Shack, give me a meal that I know that's gonna. You know what I'm saying? Either I'm going to take it home or I'm going to get real full and then leave. You know what I mean? So, it kind of, like I said, it kind of go hand in hand. They'll have the people from Clarkson Nutrition in the morning time. They'll come get their little shakes and drinks and then come back through on the other way out, get some fried Oreos. Like, so, they have, like, their little teas and then fried Oreo bag.
What a combination. Right.
We call that balance.
Right. So, it's so funny. Yeah, it's funny. But it's to the extent, like, we allow the, you know, sometimes other restaurants don't allow you to bring other food in. Other, but we built our relationship with Train 360 and Clarkson Nutrition. Okay. So when they come in with their little shake drinks and stuff, we don't tell them to throw them away or hold them. Because, like I said, that's part of building those relationships. Yeah. So now those customers feel comfortable with coming from there to there and not have to, oh, I got to put this in the car. I don't even want to come over there because I can't bring my drink or whatever case may be. So that's the importance of talking to those businesses and knowing each other. And
now, what exactly do you guys collaborate on?
You say, repeat the question.
What do you guys exactly like collaborate on? Like when you say you're connecting with each business, like what do you do?
Well, right now outreach, we're trying to do a back to school bash. That'll be our first thing to do with one another. But the little small stuff we've done, and it's not necessarily together. It's like, because like I'm in Clark, so I know a lot of people and they're trying to promote their brand. So like if there's like a little league football team that needs sponsorships that are $100 to put their name on a logo, I'm going to go to them like, hey, I know y'all don't know about this, but it's $100. It's like 40 kids. You sponsor a team. They got games every Sunday. People going to see that. You know what I'm saying? So like it ain't been like connected yet because we still haven't figured out. And it's our first year. You know what I'm saying? So trying to figure some things. Mm-hmm. However, like, what I get in sponsorship that can benefit my business, I'm definitely going to reach out to you. But, hey, this is that. This is not that much. Hey, you want to interest in this too? You know what I'm saying? So it's now it's open for you to be like, well, I don't want to do that, but thank you.
Thanks for that
opportunity. Or if I did want to do that, oh, yeah, that helped out. I made this connection from being the sponsor of this team that had a doctor, a lawyer, parent that was, you know what I'm saying? So that's how it all works.
It's like the word of mouth.
Right. Right. So
that's exciting.
We always try to push that to one another.
I love that. I love going into like different places and be like, oh, okay, I know that place, or oh, I didn't know that Clarksville had that. Mm-hmm. And especially it being black owned or just brown owned. Mm-hmm. I just like, I feel like now the black owned or brown owned businesses are popping, you know? So knowing where and when all these events or places are, it's just, I love that a lot. And then I love that we support one another, you know, not trying to be the higher person, you know, number one. No, we're all one. We're all a community. We're trying to be better. So I love going to a business, whether it's restaurant, workout, nutrition, all that, and be like, oh, okay, we've all made this connection of we're here.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Togetherness.
Yeah, so I'm curious, with your consulting company, what vision do you have for Clarksville moving forward?
So with the consulting company, with that, what we did with that was more towards like just hospitality. It was it was really just it was a project for like pretty much, and this was my business partner too as well. Pretty much create something that haven't been created on the market. And what we created was pretty much a smart room before smart rooms was like really a big thing. And it's called IRA, and it's interactive intellectual room assistant. So pretty much you can control your whole room environment from your phone. Then we took that and took it to dormitories because we had school interests, you know what I'm saying? We had no contrast, so we did that and took it to dormitories. But then the whole COVID thing hit. Then, like, well, our original product, it had been too much to try to conform and change everything, try to get it COVID-related and all this stuff, because we made so much traction how we done it. So in the Fat Shack opportunity, and I'm happening in the midst of all that. So mm-hmm. like I said, with us doing pitches, we just did a pitch in Chattanooga. You know what I'm saying? Guy, you know, watching Shark Tank, like, oh, I like this pitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Moving from there. So with the innovation company, all we do is try to help out businesses and produce it and make them better. Mm-hmm. So we're using those techniques with Fat Shack now. Mm-hmm. So okay. anything that we're, like, technology-wise, we're trying to incorporate with Fat Shack. So we came up with this app that's starting the works. It's called Tipsy to Go. Mm-hmm. So it's like really something we can sell liquor out of Fat Shack to consumers. So it's kind of like a third party service where DoorDash or whatever case may be, but you can actually purchase the liquor and then take it, or someone can drop it off.
That's
for
a dangerous
you.
Game you're playing.
Yeah. I like but that. It's something also that we've connected with other like little liquor stores around the Clarksville area to be able to tap into them and see what they'd be interested in. Some of them are interested. So that would be like our next big thing with the whole innovation company we're doing. Wow.
And in that sense, that'll be less like drinking and driving.
Yeah,
and
stuff I was thinking like that. In my head, like, what if I'm a bottle in, but I want another taste?
You know what?
Just bring it to me. Just, that's nice.
But that also will be dangerous.
And the app is so... like Bradley, like it's hookah, you can pick up hookah and like all the okay. stuff.
So all the good stuff.
Right now we're just like said, just going with the alcohol. But like I said, whatever the actual liquor stores provide, you're able to pretty much get those too as well. So there's something in the works to be like I said, another 6 months or so. But definitely using fashion for our training.
My bad, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But I want to know more about the innovation or creative process. Like, who's doing the brainstorming? Is it your ideas and it comes together?
Really, it's our ideas. It's funny, it'd be our ideas, 100% our ideas, stuff that we come up, we think about it. We're not the brains behind the technology, of course. We have a technology team that we work with out of California. But however, all the ideas that we come up is 100% ours.
So what's the creative process? Y'all sitting around a table, drinks in, you're like, man, I
it'd
wish
like,
I had another drink.
It'd be like that. My creative process, personally, I have like little places in my house, so like I just need quiet time. One of my places is my car, you know what I'm saying? Like I just sit in my car in front of my house, so you'd be thinking like I'm asleep out there dead or something. Like, I have a son too, so like just having that 40 minutes to yourself where you can just sit down, be peaceful, just think, talk, you know what I'm saying, yourself. And then just whatever I did come to you, you actually put it to motion. I'm saying sometimes it sounds crazy when you think about it, but when you start adding facts instead of feelings with things, a lot of times you actually pursue it. But you know what I'm saying? Your feelings are so unpredictable. You're like, I feel like that's not smart. But then when with that is that, and then that with that, that's actually a smart idea. You know what I'm saying? So I can't go with my feeling or have somebody else feel about it. I go with the facts behind it and then just go with it. And I've been a go-getter my whole life, so it's something that I feel like I'm going to do. I'm going to do it until it's actually no problem that can really be solved for it. So
I like it. I like it. Do you ever, like, put it to the group and they're like, no, that's not it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, we talk like that. I mean, you got to be transparent with one another, too, especially your circle, your friends. You can't have soft skin or something like, no, that's not smart or that's not going to work or whatever. And then as well as their reason help you learn, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way you learn, just in general, you know what I'm saying? Seeing it from different perspectives, because the way you think, we all think differently, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But I might say something to make you, I originally thought like that, but let me carry on to what you just said, because I know, you know what I'm saying, something else that can go with that, and it just bounces off. So, like I said, it's good to tell your ideas to the right people, not everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you tell people, they just be talking. You know what I'm saying?
Not even
know. Right, don't even know what they're talking about. But
they're quick to say no. Like, you didn't even hear me out.
Yeah, no validation to why. You know what I'm saying? You just saying, no. A feeling, like I said, feeling. You know what I'm saying? They feel like it's not going to work. You know what I mean? But no facts behind the feelings.
No,
you know what I mean? Cool. Yeah, the critical
thing. It's definitely like you said, sometimes your emotions can get in the way, and you can be your own, like, wall. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be your own person who can, like, hold you back from a lot of things instead of just trying it. Just do it, you know?
Yeah. Just do it.
I think with us, though, like you said, our different personalities, we've had a lot of times where we're, like, creating something. We'll, like, show the group and then, But they're like, well, okay, let's shift it here, shift. And they're like, okay, that looks better. And then they're like, okay, we done came up with something together. Each and every one of us like it.
Yeah.
And it looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the beauty of collective learning and you know, you piggyback off of each other.
Critique. I love critique. I know people.
And even if someone shut down what you said, like, it's not for you just to shut down at that moment. It's for you to kind of explain. Because sometimes they don't understand it yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So right. If I originally tell you my thought and you just like, I don't get it. And I just like, okay, she don't get it. I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who's to say that you won't get it if I really get that creative thinking and what I did with my own self mm-hmm. that made me think that it was, you know what I'm saying? I hold back just because I'm talking to you. You said originally, yeah. Nah. Like, nah. Mm-hmm. Keep I've going. You know what I'm saying?
I've been in that habit for sure.
Right.
Like, oh, they don't understand. Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Find another way to explain it. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Give them another different yeah. perspective to see it. And then, like I said, 9 out of 10, they'd be like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Chelsea and me are like that too. She yeah. When she has something ruminating in her head, and she comes to me, and I'm like, well, I'll ask her a question, and she'll get more in depth. She'll be like, duh, duh, duh. And then she's like, oh, okay. So we've both come to, like, a different conclusion to, like, the argument.
Yeah.
I like the argument.
I'm just the person who rattles things around in my brain obsessively. And probably overdo it, but I do.
What's your zodiac sign?
Gemini.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say this.
What's yours?
I'm a Capricorn.
Thanks so much. Okay. I had no clue what I meant, but I felt like that was
grounded, unpractical, level-headed. Career is everything. I need to keep working, or I am like your value is based on how hard you work.
Yes. I value work.
Yeah. This is our astrologist.
Yeah. No. If you couldn't tell.
She's always like, what time you were born, what you moon sign. I'm like, girl, I don't
Let me do your birthing chart.
Birthing chart. Like, I was in the room.
Yeah, like, what is it? Chart? What is it? That's what it's called, right?
No, birth chart.
Oh. Birthing chart. I was birthing like, what are we chart. Taking and making this chart out of?
Okay, so we know who isn't the astrology person in the group.
Yeah, but I love a Capricorn. My mom's a Capricorn. So.
That's good.
But kind of bouncing off of your innovation and kind of, you know, your brain power that you got going, Fat Shack was because people really couldn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of late night options. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are other things that I can think of in my little brain that is missing from Clarksville's late night life. But what are some things that you see that are still missing outside of like having a good place to snack when you're, you know,
out? I would say a mature outing spot for people to actually sit down and come and not feel like they're threatened. You know what I'm saying? They can watch TV, they can smoke hookah, they mm-hmm. can take some drinks. You know what I mean? Because I travel a lot mm-hmm. and I go to a lot of major cities. Mm-hmm. And I don't see like just so much different from what they have going, what we can bring here. You know what mm-hmm, I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just that opportunity and the people. So definitely some late night that we can have for, like I said, more adults. I ain't saying like no teen club, no 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 20,
you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like 23, 24 and above. Just mm-hmm. just so, like I said, we as the older, mature crowd can have something to go to. I would say definitely some better clothing stores, like a Nike outlet or some type of like Polo, like some type of good store that I'm saying people will buy here. Cause
something outside of Dillard's?
Yeah, outside of Dillard's, definitely. Like I said, you think of Clarksville, think of our location, how central we are with Hoptown and mm-hmm. like all the people in Kentucky that come to our city looking for those little things. And mm-hmm. even they have to drive to Nashville sometimes. Yes. And it's like we're letting all this stuff keep going to Nashville. And we're just as much of a major city in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about just Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We're just as much of a major city in Tennessee than any of these other major cities growing. So a nice spot for the mature crowd, some better, like, legitimate stores. And that'll probably be a good start. And then another place for, like, another place for kids to go play, like, family outing mm-hmm. spots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know we got the Forum.
Yes.
But just like something else too as well that can be outside or inside too as well, or a different part of town. And then one more thing, we need we need a legitimate youth centers. We have no youth centers in Clarksville. The only last youth center I remember was the YMCA out here, and then we had the Burke Cobb Community Youth Center. Like that was really thriving back in the day, but on our side of town, like Tiny Town, we need like some type of center where kids can come after school, you know what I'm saying, dropped out. They can go play basketball in the gym, you know what I'm saying, go work out, because that's a big thrive for our community, especially mm-hmm. the kids in our community, because there's really not that many. There's not even that much many parks out here, like legitimate parks, you know what I mean? So.
And then even if you do have a park, you don't have a sidewalk to be able to safely
get to the park. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's more like one of those we all got to come and drop you off type deal. Mm-hmm. So I guess those three things would connect to all crowds, a mature crowd, yeah. gym for the kids, and that could be for the mature crowd too as well. And then some type of legitimate Nike outlet, Polo outlet. I'm saying like some type of name brand, legitimate mm-hmm. store here for mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And yeah. it'll be a domino effect, I feel like.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
So I want to kind of switch gears. You are an educational assistant at West Creek Middle, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that like another side thing that you love to do? You love to teach, or is that kind of a future goal of yours?
Well, I got into the educational field through basketball. Mm-hmm. So I was a basketball coach. I played basketball growing up. I got a scholarship to go to the University of Lipscomb out of high school, and then mm-hmm. I transferred to Austin State University and finished up there. I got an opportunity to coach working at a camp. Like you said, I like work. So I was doing a camp, you know what I'm saying, as a student athlete. And then a principal there, he was assistant principal at the time at Northeast. He was in a crowd, and his son was in a camp. He was like, man, I like how the kids, like, respond to you. Mm-hmm. They listen to you. The coaches really let you, out of all the people out there, the coaches got you at your own, like, they letting you take it. I don't see them coming behind you. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, they trust me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Woo doo. And then he was like, well, you went to Northeast, you're from the city, and a lot of these kids, I see you, like, in your group. That's probably another reason why they, like,
yeah.
Because, like, you're from here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's a plus. Yeah, it's a plus for them, and you're relatable. So he was like, well, you ever thought about coaching after school? And I was like, well, nah, I don't know what I'm going to do after school yet, but I mean, I can look into it. So he gave me a coaching opportunity at Northeast High School. And I was there coaching. The same thing, the principal then was like, well, the principal that was there, her husband used to coach me when I was in middle school. So, same thing. Like I'm saying, to see that's me awesome. Grow up. So when I came, she was like, oh, Xavier. Like, it was like, how are you? Yeah, it was good. And then, like, watching me, like really watching me, not just because they know me, they're going to give me a job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The school system's so totally different. You know what I mean? So she watched me, same difference. She was like, yeah, the kids respect you. Like, sorry, like, 9 times 10, they always try to associate athletes with your problem kids just because they feel like they're, I'm saying, jocks more than the other, but they try to be jokesters or whatever. She was like, well, they really listen to you? Like, they're acting different? They're taking the information she's saying? She was like, would you like to be inside the school? And I'm saying, like, you can benefit as an actual educational assistant, but just not more than just the basketball team. You know what I'm saying? Like, more kids. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll try it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm 22, and, like,
Just everything.
You know what I mean?
Just staying open.
Yeah, got to. You know what I mean? And I'm 22 at the time, so, like, just like I said, just think about coming off of being a Kappa, a basketball player, you know what I'm saying, highest distinction, then from the city, then you got, you know what I'm saying, I'm 22 years old, getting inside of high school. Like, it's not middle school, it's just high school. So, like, a lot of these kids know, I know their brothers, sisters, you know what I'm saying, they know my nicknames, you know what I'm saying. So I had to, change my appearance, how they perceive me. Like, now you can't call me ZZ, it's Mr. Williams, you know what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying, how I talk, how I dress, you know what I mean. Like, some teachers even know I had tattoos, you know what I'm saying, because I kept myself, even when it's dress down day, I'm dressing up, you know what I mean. So that my peers can see me as not just little Zavin. I had a lot of teachers that knew who I was, my sister, not just little Zavin, like Mr. Williams, you know what I mean? I had to change my life really early just to kind of conform and trying to get on that side to see exactly what it was. And then from there, I was able to get a middle school job. And I love middle school from there.
Really?
So, so it started with basketball, went to high school, and then now I'm at West Creek Middle School.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. I like that you pointed out the transition from being somebody that grew up here and everybody kind of seeing you basically as that kid.
Right.
And then you have to transition to be, you know, into that professional kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
I felt that because I went to Clarksville High. Well, we went to Clarksville High, and I did marching band, but I did color guard. And then after color guard, I got, like, a instructor job of teaching color guard. But I'm fresh out of high school, so I know all these other kids. So I'm going to Kenwood. Actually, that was my first one. And they're like, oh, bro. At that time, I was like, I even had to ask my instructor. I was like, okay, how do I get these kids to, like...
Yeah, how does the shift happen?
Exactly, you know? Because, A, I'm a person who works with kids, so, you know, I can get in trouble with just, you know, anything. But at the same time, I was like, okay, yes, we just had a competition together, and Wikipedia, but now I'm Miss Johnson, you know, like, I still respect you. I respect you to respect me. Let's get it done correctly, you know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely understand where, like, okay, yeah, let's cut the little stuff.
It was hard, you know what I'm saying? It was hard to change my Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But except for what I wanted out of my life, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know what I'm saying? It was one of those things, like, if this is what you, where you want to go with your next steps and be around the people that's going to help you get that and make those connections. I mean, was some couple of pictures and, you know, a couple of tweets.
The social media scrubs.
Right.
What is it? You know what I'm saying? Is that more important than your, like, do I like me more? Do I like
what
that doing more? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I like me more than anything. So.
And also, it's the investment in your future. Like, you saw something bigger than what you were currently doing, mm-hmm, or currently in your mindset. You're like, okay, in order to get this goal, some of these little things gotta go. Right. And, like, you know, self-sacrificing in that way. Right. And that's big.
I'm curious if that ever plays into you being, like, an education assistant. Is kind of the social media aspect. Because in middle school, I guess, is kind of what I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, kids start going into social media. Do you ever have that? Yeah, do you have that conversation with them at all?
A lot. In middle school, just as well as high school, in middle school, I'm more of a big brother, father figure to some of the kids. I mean, I'm not trying to be, but, like, you start to see more voids in kids' lives than you do in high school, just because that age, they really can't defend for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And in high school, you can get by with leaving the house and, you know what I'm saying, doing all types of, when you 11, 12, 13, you dependent, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You dependent on somebody. Being real with them, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to have those real conversations and not, like, sugarcoat it. And, of course, not, like, cursing and doing nothing like that. But, like, showing that I'm a human being, I've dealt with some of those things before, you know what I'm saying? I've been on a pedestal before growing up in school, you know what I mean? I've dealt with the cyber stuff, you know what I'm saying? Even though it wasn't this stint to y'all, well, it was MySpace and all that other stuff. We had
right.
You know what I'm saying? It was still the same level, but it's not tuned to it. But I told them, like, don't put too much energy into that. You know what I'm saying? Because you put more image on the external than the internal. You know what I'm saying? The external is what people see, and that's what 9 times 10 people want to work on is their external. But it's really what you need to work on the inside. You know what I'm saying? So stop posting stuff and giving them ammo. You know what I'm saying? And then if they do say something, you holding on to that, you giving them the power over everything. You know what I mean? So it's a good balance with them, but I definitely try to tell them that it's not as much as they think it is, but also show them, because I'm a marketing major, how it can benefit a lot of them that has these little ideas that want to be hairstylists. And, I mean, you'd be surprised how creative they are. You know what I mean? So it's like, utilize this stuff for your benefit in, like I'm saying, the real world versus you worrying about how cute you look and how many likes you can get. You know what I mean? So
I wish I was taught when I was in middle school, because, like you said, that is what, when I went to middle school, what we worried about, what everybody thought, instead of what I can do innovative for my future. But I know you have a lot on your plate, but you said that one of the things in Clarksville we need is a youth program. Would you ever think about creating one?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I have, I mean, it might sound far-fetched, but I have dreams of even creating a private school one day. You know what I'm saying? Just
That's,
and
it's no
discredit to, like, the public school systems, and I enjoy being inside a public school system because it helps me learn, like, and see those voids of the business aspect of the school system. People don't think the school is a business, but that it's a business. You know what I'm saying? So the moves they make, the decisions they do, you know what I'm saying, it's off of business money. Moves, you know what I'm saying? Money, people, like I said, whatever the case may be. So my goal is one day is to have my own prep school to kind of help out with the curriculum, little things that I grew up on that helped out. Like, you'd be surprised, like, something simple as planners, you know what I'm saying? Like, for 2 years I've been at West Creek, we haven't had planners in our district, you know what I'm saying? And that's like a simple tool in life that even to today, like, I'll just tell my friends and my group, like, I bought a new planner for September going on to a month, just because just those organizational skills, understanding, you know what I'm saying, what to write down, how to write down, prioritize planning. And you think about you not having that in middle school, and I was like, our planner in middle school growing up, that was everything. You have your planner, you can go to the locker, the home, you know what I'm saying? You can go anywhere without your planner. And then if someone stopped you had to have that proper document inside your planner. Like, oh yeah, my teacher told me I go to the bathroom and she signed off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little stuff like that. So just try to incorporate those voids that can help out kids direct learning. But yeah, that's one of my dreams eventually. I'm excited for that.
I am. And also, with my political hat on, the way you speak and kind of your ideas going forward, would you ever think about running to be on the school board or even running for local office or anything?
I've actually had some politicians like interest me in trying to run for like a local office position just so I can try to put my ideas into the city.
They said
they feel like it will help, you know what I'm saying, working people actually fall for it. So that's
something. You already got a group going. Like you were, like you said, you've been in Clarksville for a while, so there's no reason no one won't vote for you.
I definitely have thought about it. Like I said, with I haven't put too much like movement into it yet. It's like I said, it's nothing that's far-fetched, you know what I'm saying? Something that's not reachable, something I'm not going to say I'm not going to do here in the near future, and if that makes sense, you know what I mean? I just got to make sure everything's right and do it the right way. And like I said, make sure I get everything I'm doing in motion, because I hate, like, I'm all about putting my energy and focus on one thing and make sure it works first before I start going grabbing, because if I can't give it 110, I don't want to do it, you know what I'm saying? Because if I ain't giving 110, I can't expect what 110 looked like to come out of that situation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
It's coming, but I got to make sure everything's on my schedule right.
Just like giving you some time. I just opened up a restaurant a year ago.
But everything's moving like how it's supposed to move. You know what I'm saying? Because the better I'm doing, the more I know, like, for me to move the right way is empowering others. So yeah, I can't be in charge of everything. Like, we're training our general manager to make sure. Her name is Kristen, too, by the way. If she hears this, she's a young lady. We're training her to be, you know what I'm saying, everything she needs to be inside that store. Of course, she needs us, call us, you know what I'm saying, whatever you need to do. But I'm transitioning to people that really wants to do that in their life, that wants to be a store owner one day or a general manager one day. Only way we go to different locations if we grow here first. And I don't want to go to Nashville and have to hire a new general manager. Like, I should have two general managers in the Clarksville location. Yeah. So when we go to Nashville, y'all two can move to Nashville. You know what I'm saying? We go to Memphis, y'all two from here. All right, we're going to put y'all in Memphis. Y'all starting over there. You know what I mean? So the more I'm better at empowering people and teaching them the traits and stuff to go, the quicker I can do other things. And I'm starting to understand that. Like, it's not about me. It's them. They'll speak through me, you know what I'm saying? What they do, they'll, you know what I'm saying, give me the credit if they need it. But yeah, the work will show through the others.
Build your
community. Yeah. Right. So, like I say, it's not too far off just because I'm understanding those little concepts and like.
Okay, can't wait. Prep school. I'm
excited. See what I mean? The power of collectivity. You know I'm all about that.
Yes.
Power of collective not necessarily collective thinking, but just thinking and coming together and bouncing ideas off the brilliance.
Yes.
Brilliance.
That
comes
out of
that. A lot comes from it, for sure.
Look what we're doing here. We love it.
I'm sorry. I'm just, and it's kind of oddly been a thread throughout the season. I don't think I have gone one episode without being like, see, this is what collectives do for you. It makes life so much better. If you just, you know, sacrifice the smallest parts of yourself sometimes, that's fine. But it's best for the group. And if everybody's good, I'm good. You know what I mean? You're good too.
Right.
If, you know, it's cliche and, you know, Jay-Z said it, but you know, you're not rich unless everyone around you is rich too. Exactly. Like,
that is so
it sounds bogus.
True.
Don't laugh at me. but it's real.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm the only rich friend, then it's not really a friend. I'm supporting y'all. That's so much. Make your own fun.
I just said that to my employee. We had an employee meeting. I said something just along that. Like, it makes no sense if I'm walking around here looking like I got a Bentley and this and that, and my employees are out here suffering.
On the
bus can't pay for rent. Can't do for this. And I tell that to my students, like, because I get, like, students all the time. It's so funny. But it's like, how you making A's and everybody at your table making F's, and these are y'all chose y'all C's. These are your friends, and you're saying that's your friend, but you're the one making straight A's. Stop letting them talk. Like, you can do that, but stop letting this. Y'all calling yourself homegirls, but she's the A student. Y'all are F's for no reason. When you got an A student right here, and y'all are in a group picked.
Yeah.
Yep.
How does that make sense? They'll say it don't make no sense.
It does. That encourages you know, because a lot of, I know growing up for me, it was like, I was a chatty kid. I've always been chatty. And so it was always shut up, like, hush. corner by yourself. But it's like those types of things. But it's like, you know, talk to your partner as long as it's about the topic. Mm-hmm. But talk to your partner, like, because she might explain it different than your teacher does. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why sometimes.
Because they have they have that same, not same mind, but they know what kind of mind to tell you in. I've done that plenty of times where I have no idea what the teacher just said. But I'll, like, ask the person next to me, mm-hmm. be like, so what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, explain it to a way where I can be like, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, then we're working hard together. We're bouncing off of each other and we're passing the class. Mm-hmm. We're having a good time.
Yes.
So I definitely understand that.
Yeah, but that's what it's about. And then it also helps, like I said, sometimes it might be the A student that doesn't talk, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. she's around friends that do talk. And mm-hmm. it helps her be able to have some more social skills mm-hmm. and be able to speak up a little bit. Because I'm saying, you go around in life having all the information, be the A student and not saying nothing. That's going to get you nowhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in the house reading books still, trying to figure out where your next meal going to come, how you going to pay for it. So learn how to get those little social skills with your friends, at least. I'm saying these people that you know, at least right now. So practice on them.
Yeah,
you can handle them.
When you're an adult, making adult friends, quote unquote.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Okay, so you do Fast Shack, Infinity Corporate, right? Then you are West Creek basketball coach.
Well, I'm just an educational assistant.
Educational assistant.
Yeah.
What do you do for you time?
Yeah.
For me time, so basketball is like my stress reliever. So coaching, I don't even look at it as a job. Like I said, stopped coaching at Northeast this past season, and no discredit to Northeast, but just because I'm patiently waiting and God's opened my eyes to some more opportunities in the mm-hmm. city that hopefully I can bring our talent under one roof and, you know what I'm saying, give a better product in our city. That's mm-hmm. ultimately what it is. But basketball is my happy place. I coach AAU basketball in the summer. I'll go shoot, play basketball with myself. I'll go train some players, work them out. Other than that, I'm listening to podcasts. I like this guy named Eric Thomas. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him. He's called a hip hop preacher. I listen to him a lot. I hang out with my son. That's one of my pride joys. Mm-hmm. He's 2 right now, so he's in that learning phase.
That's fine.
I get to teach him words and teach him different things and see his expressions. And
those are always fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes you feel.
It's so much fun. Yeah. And pretty much just, I enjoy helping other people. It might sound weird, you know what I'm saying? My self-care is really trying to help other people grow. I got, like, a lot of people that hit me up on, like, just little things, like, why should I do about this, or how should I handle that, or at a situation at work, such as I said this to me, how can I handle this, or even to this day, I got a friend that's trying to quit a job, they got 2 job offers, but they don't know how to let one job go and another go. And I'm just like, hey, you got to do it the correct way. Yeah. And I'm saying, it's easy to be like, oh, I'm not going to show up because they scheduled me twice in one night. You got to say, you leave, it's for you. It's not about them. It's like how you control your situation. Yeah, they scheduled you two times. Well, same time they scheduled you, but go on a good note, professional, explain your situation. You know what I mean? Little things like that. So I have a lot of self-care and helping other people, which is funny, but it is one of my things too. As well. Right. Yeah. It's part of my self care too. Seeing other people achieve goals. And
so you're just a mentor.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of rolled into life. I mean, life though, you don't choose sometimes your life. Well, but yeah, in a sense. And I was a point guard in basketball. So in a point guard, you're like the coach from the coach. You're like the leader. You're like the person that got to know everything, everybody's position, point directions. Be cool, calm, you know what I'm saying? People screaming, yelling. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to be that. It's like a quarterback, too. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to be smooth and, you know what I'm saying, be able to handle it. And everybody's different. I mean, I'm playing with 4 other people, so you might be pop off of the head. You might be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know how to talk to everybody and get them all together and, you know what I'm saying, come to that common goal. So I just utilize all my sports stuff and kind of putting it to life too as well.
Yeah. That is leadership skills. That's people awesome. Skills.
Thanks for explaining what point guard is.
I was so happy. I was immediately into explanation. I was like, perfect.
Oh, God.
I don't know what point guard
I'm going to look at the Tokyo Olympics a different way now. But, I know what he is.
Right. Oh, he's pointing. That's the one.
That's the one. The guy.
So this play was on you. Got it.
Pretty much. Oh, I'm taking that ownership.
All right, awesome. So you want to shout out Fat Shack? Give us your address. Where can we go get some yum-yums?
Okay, so 1715 Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard. That's 1715 Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard. You can follow us on Instagram at Fat Shack Clarksville, and as well as Facebook, Fat Shack Clarksville. It's the same thing. And with the Fat Shack brands, they kind of let you – they want you to put Clarksville or whatever it's from at the end. So when you put Fat Shack, it's not – everybody, you know what I'm saying? They want you to kind of be specific in your location. So just Fat Shack Clarksville, pretty simple and easy. Every Sunday we got half off wings. That's something that I know it's a wing shortage, but it's been a thing that a lot of people have been looking forward to. And we're not stopping our half off wings because there's any type of shortages or whatever case may be. So we got all our late night snacks, late night desserts, fat sandwiches, burgers, fries, Philly cheesesteaks,
doobie,
mac and cheese bites, the famous doobie. Everyone loves the doobie. Yeah, so just come on out. We're open real late. We're open to 1 o'clock Monday through Thursdays, and Fridays through Saturdays open to 3 o'clock.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for coming out and sharing so much knowledge. I'm seriously excited for this prep school. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that's coming for sure. That's
what's coming for sure. When we come back, if I come back and visit from Scotland, I'm going to be like, where's...
First thing.
Where's this prep school?
Thank y'all for having me. It was fun. You know what I'm saying? I love doing stuff like this. I don't get to do this often. You might not think of that, but I do love to talk and I love to share information. You know what I'm saying? Meet people.
Yes. Well, thank you.
So
thank
have
you
me again coming. If y'all can.
Right. Yeah, like for real. Future co-host.
Because we're going to add you again for this prep school.
For sure.
And if you don't already follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter at Melanin Speaking Podcast. If you've listened, leave us a review. If you hate us, comment on our stuff.
Comment anyway.
Comment and share. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.